This is Clayton for the Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business. And we're joined by Simon Press at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands. Thank you for joining us, Simon.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Most welcome. Simon, please tell us more about your current role and what brings you to the Tech Show 2024.
I'm the Senior Portfolio Director at a company called Closer Still Media, who's a large exhibition organiser, global exhibition organiser, based in the UK, but has multinational events as well. I look after the geotech cluster of events, London, Tech Show London being one of them. I also look after a similar event in Paris, Frankfurt as well, and we also have other clusters in Madrid and also over in Asia and Singapore.
You're really covering the Eurozone, bringing a lot of people in. How are you finding today's event, which is just kicking off, in comparison to our neighbours in Europe?
So what we've seen since the last couple of years has been a resurgence of face-to-face events. People want to get back doing business face-to-face. Yeah, everyone enjoyed the Zooms. We're doing Zoom now. We're videoing as well. We still embrace all of that technology, use of technology, but people like to get back and doing face-to-face. We've seen an increase in both attendee numbers. So we grew the attendance of this show by 25% year on year from last year, 22 to 23, and we're looking to grow that again by another 25% in attendance. It's not about the volume, it's about seniority.
Of course.
And that's what is really important about our differentiator between our shows and some of the other shows out there. We get the volume play, but we also get the very senior, the pointy bit of that lovely triangle. We get them in as well, not just to speak, but we have side events upstairs, round tables, interviews, everything and anything that you can think of. Traditional volume trade show, but also the opportunity to learn and listen and for that community to get together and share best practice.
91% of business leaders believe that tech will help them tackle uncertain times in 2024. Tell me more about that report.
Technology is an enabler. It's how you interweave that into your current business settings, whether you fight it, whether you adopt it, whether you get the right people with the right skill sets. Certain parts of the tech sector that we work with, there's definitely a gap in attracting the right people with the right skill sets to those sectors. Not the shiny AI bit, but more around the data center part. But without the data center part, you don't have the AI bit. So stability, it improves business stability, improves customer experience. It overcomes and pre-thinks those hurdles and probably those problems coming down the road towards you as well, through forecasting, through analysis, through data crunching, through AI, obviously. Yeah, it's all around that predicting what the market's going to do. Whatever sector you're in, you're always being asked about what's going to be like next year, what's going to be like in 2-3 years' time. So tech is an enabler for all of that as well. So it's an enabler for good. There are some ways that it might not provide the right solution at the right time as well. So we've got the elections coming up. So it's all about that manipulation of information, making sure that everyone's on top of that side of things as well. So yeah, it's a driver. It's going to continue to increase the level of development, what's new. It's not going to be perfect all the time, but we're getting better at it.
That's excellent. Now, I want to touch on the various areas that are covered by the show. It's divided into sections. You mentioned data centers, but you also sort of hinted at cybersecurity. That's obviously a big thing now, and especially that's something that's going to be discussed here today.
Yeah, cloud cybersecurity is a phenomenal part and is a growth sector. You know, the more information that we put up in the cloud, the more information that we have on servers, the increased opportunity there is for those people that might want to do damage for companies or for your own independent information online, then yeah, that security of that information is really key. We're getting better at it. The industries are getting better at it. Governments are rolling out legislation and what that legislation means for the industry and for the consumer's protection. But yeah, cloud cybersecurity is a growth area, combined with obviously the more information that goes into the cloud through AI, the more opportunity there is to disrupt that information, manipulate that information, and therefore the more security there is needed around it.
So we're here at the Tech Show 2024. The doors are opening, people are milling around, they're starting to come in, and there's quite a few of them coming in. What are the types of people that we can expect to come through the doors today?
I mean, everything from the main stage speakers, We've got Yves Saint Laurent speaking around their tech initiatives and also around the diversity and inclusion of women in within the industry. We've got everything from cybersecurity council talking about manipulation of information. We've got over 600 different speakers at the event. So phenomenal amounts of information, free to come and join and listen and learn and quiz and question afterwards as well. So we've got a huge breadth. We've got data centers. We've got 15 different theaters across the show floor, everything from the main stage, which is the business angle. You've got data centers, you've got cloud, you've got cloud cybersecurity, DevOps, and you've also got the big data and AI area as well.
You often find with a lot of business shows that they are centered to one particular type of business. You're quite fortunate, really, aren't you? Because all of the areas that you cover at the tech show covers every single business, whether you are basically somebody who's running a one-man band or a corporation full of hundreds of thousands of people.
It's really important to do that as well, because the SME environment is so important, not just for the UK economy, is it? It's important for everyone's economy as we go through. But yeah, we do. We have investors, we have CEOs, we've have dames speaking, we have heads of businesses, leaders, we've got Brian Cox talking at the moment. And we have the small startups as well, you're right, who are looking forward to learn from the big guys and also to learn from the people, their peers at the same level. So it is very much a community event that brings everyone together from a very senior level, but more importantly from that broad tail of those SMEs, medium-sized companies that come through as well, who are wanting to adopt and adapt their business model to involve more tech, to improve those efficiencies, increase the security around their opportunity, and also so that they can judge where their business is going forward.
Well, today's looking like a success, and it's not even 10 o'clock yet. What are the plans for Closer still going forward?
So we've got Tech Show London now, next 2 days, 6th and 7th, over in Excel. Then we've got Tech Show Frankfurt towards the end of May. Then we've got Tech Show Paris in November. In between that, we have Tech Show Madrid, and then we have Asia Tech Week as well in October. So we're very busy. We have a Techerati community platform as well that has been going for many for a wee while now, but we're really pushing that at the heart of connecting our community away from those central hubs of people coming together. And we're also developing some of those roundtable offerings as well. So if a sponsor wants to get in front of a specific type or level of audience from a specific industry, whether it's banking, finance, retail, or whatever, then we source them for them as well and put them in touch and have those really in-depth conversations.
Where can our podcast, radio, business, Cashflow Show listeners, number one, get hold of you?
Yep.
If they want to basically carry on that conversation? And obviously, how can they find out about all these other events, including today?
So if you go to techshowlondon.co.uk and then all the other shows kind of hang off the back of those, and then you'll be able to navigate your way through to Techerati, all the other geo clusters of shows that I've rattled off just now as well. So if you go to techshowlondon.co.uk and it will all be off there, you'll be able to navigate your way around or just use that lovely Google search or maybe just throw it into ChatGPT.
And we'll, that's another question for another time, and we'll definitely come back to that at some point in the future. So thank you, Simon Press, for joining us on The Cashflow Show in association with Podcast Radio Business at the Tech Show 2024, live from Excel, deep in the heart of London's Docklands.